Hello and welcome to my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm Dora Walsh and I've been working in the field of natural and functional medicine for 14 years. I'm a qualified nutritionist and nutritional therapist, and I support my clients to overcome chronic health concerns like hormonal imbalances, digestive problems, chronic fatigue, autoimmunity, skin concerns, low immunity and more. You can find out more about me on my website, NutriHeal.net, and also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Well, this week, I'm going to be talking about how to fit healthy nutrition into your busy life. Maybe you feel like you don't have time to cook, you don't like cooking, you want to eat healthily, but you feel overwhelmed about how are you going to fit in this healthy diet into your busy life when you're not home much or you come home late. We're rushing around from meeting to meeting. It's just too overwhelming to try and get in all of those healthy foods, all those vegetables and fruits into your diet, those whole grains and the healthy meats. You'd just rather eat junk food or get takeaway because it's easy and it's quick. It can be really, really, really hard to fit healthy eating into your daily life if you don't know how to do it. But this week, I've got an amazing person on my show. We've got Fiona Berry. She's a wellness manager and a nutritional therapist. She supports a global team of people in all aspects of well-being. And she also works with individuals and groups in clinical settings to help manage their chronic health issues, their health goals, and also dietary changes. And she's an expert in helping people to understand how to fit a healthy diet, healthy nutrition into your life, even if you're really busy, even if you're stressed, even if you think you don't have any time. And we're going to be talking about that. Her website is www.itstheberries.co.uk, www.itstheberries.co.uk. She runs these retreats in Southwest France, and they're for people to help them to spark joy back into their life and to learn about healthy habits and really learning from how the French do it, because they don't like fads, they don't like restrictions. So she's a perfect person to speak to this week about how to fit healthy nutrition into your life, even if you're busy. And especially if you don't want a fatty diet, you don't want to be restricted, you still want to enjoy your food, but you just want to know how to do it. Welcome to the show, Fiona. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Dora. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you.
So you're obviously a wellness expert and you support a global team of people in all aspects of well-being. So I guess you probably are talking about this all the time, as well as other aspects of well-being, how to fit healthy eating into your life. You also work one-to-one with clients in your own clinic, and you run these retreats in Southwest France to get people to understand how to have joy in their cooking, learning from the French. How did you get to be an expert in this area?
Well, I think when you hear all those things that I'm doing out loud, it makes me realize that actually I am still a busy person that needs these things in my own life as well. But it was really the idea for It's the Berries and studying nutrition was really born from needing it myself. And having a career in media for 20 years, I had gradually burnt out really and needed to address my own health issues. I got glandular fever one particular busy Christmas, and just I was told by the doctor, you'll feel this way for 6 months. And I thought, I can't, there's no way I can feel like this. So I just went down a rabbit hole really. I discovered Patrick Holford's books, and that was it. I just realized in that moment that what I needed to do, what I wanted from a career, if money was no object, was to work in nutrition. And so I decided at that point I would study for a degree in nutritional therapy, which I did for 5 years part-time, so carried on working full-time and found myself to work for an amazing company called Circus Street, which where I'm wellness manager, looking after a global team of equally, if not more so, busy people, and help them navigate whatever it is they need, from support with sleep or mental health, physical health, and offering nutrition. Internally, this service is available to all of our people. So I've been in the role now of organising wellness events for just over 3 years, and I love it. And more bringing to life the nutritional aspect and running retreats for equally busy people. That's my passion point, really, because we're all busy. And I think that the last person that you actually take care of is yourself when you become busy, and quite often we have a big responsibility to lots of other people if we're busy, generally in our roles, our family, our relationships, and it's really hard for some people to put themselves first, but we must, because we're busy and we've got lots of things to do. So I'm really passionate about helping people find a way to do that in small, achievable steps, really.
This is a great story, and it's a well-trodden story, because practically every nutrition expert I speak to says they had some kind of health issue which gave them that epiphany, and they realized that they had to make a change, and they started to find out about how they could help themselves. And often the first step is nutrition, because, you know, we are what we eat. Everybody knows this now. We might not all practice it. So obviously you started your journey, and then you studied at university, and you're a wellness manager. You help people one-to-one, and you run these amazing retreats in France. So my question is, when you had glandular fever and you found and you were told by your doctor, oh, you're going to feel like this for 6 weeks, which I don't know if anybody has ever had glandular fever that's listening today. It's a pretty awful condition. You feel really exhausted. How did you get yourself out of that? How did you find the energy? How were you able to actually cook for yourself and get yourself better?
That's a really good question. Yeah, I did a lot of reading about my immune system and looking at specific nutrients that would support my health, lots of vitamin A, E, C, E, vegetables and fluids, and also cutting things out from my diet and lifestyle as well, that, you know, the stress, you know, alcohol was a part of working in media, and just cutting out those things, taking time to rest and really listen to my body. It was something that took a little bit of time to do, but it can be undone, and all of a sudden you feel well again and you think, I won't ever go back to feeling like that again.
Fantastic. And what do you think the major challenges for people in terms of fitting that healthy nutrition into their life? Because you've been there before, and you mentioned sometimes you have to cut things out, make space for new things to come in. So obviously you cut out the alcohol, and also you rested more, so you probably weren't going out as much. But how do you start? How can somebody start? That somebody maybe that's like you were in the past, burnt out, tired, run down, low immunity, maybe they've had glandular fever. What are the first steps that people can take to getting that healthy nutrition into their busy life so that they can start to feel better?
Yeah, I think the key thing is just making a commitment to start. And I'm really I'm not against, but I'm so far away from everything having to be perfection. And I think there is a bit of an illusion with platforms like Instagram. You can see lots of people talking about nutrition in a way that has to be perfect, and I don't think it does. I think that you can have a day where you're making food choices all of the time, fluid intake. These are all choices that can help support your health or are going to not support your health. And any little change that you make that is positive is going to have a positive effect. So just starting, just taking one thing that you think might need improvement and making that commitment. I think don't try and take on too much. Don't try and do all of it at once. If you feel like there's lots of work to be done, start with hydration, or making sure that you've got good snacks available, or committing to putting some time in your diary to get the food shopping done. It's figuring out what it is that you need to prioritize that's going to make the biggest amount of difference, and just do that one thing. And once you've done that one thing, you can try another thing.
I love it. So building up step by step and not being overwhelmed, thinking you have to be a perfectionist and you've got to be like juice fasting and really extreme.
Yeah, absolutely not. And even as a nutritionist, I'm sure you'll agree, Dora, it's not it, I think when I'm people are eating around me, they think I might be judging what their food choice is, and I never ever am, because you know it's all about the balance and it's all about the repetition of that thing that you're having. So nothing's off limits. You don't have to, unless there's a specific health reason why you might not have that food. It's about balance and the variety across your day, really.
Yeah, I totally hear you. You've mentioned a few things. Hydration is the first step. You also mentioned good snacks. And also the other one, which I find amazing and I so agree with you, is fitting time in the diary to even just get your food shopping. Because to fit a healthy nutrition in life, you do have to prioritize and organize and make a bit of time, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's the one thing I really resonate with myself, with clients. It's actually just having a good pattern for getting what you need and being prepared. So just making time, whether that's on a Sunday evening or it's a Monday lunchtime, to make sure that you have your deliveries. And there's different ways that you can do it. There's a lot, it's personal choice involved as well, but I always have a good delivery of things that will go in the freezer, like salmon or chicken, different types of fish, and frozen vegetables are also just a godsend when you're really busy, to just have some edamame beans or a stir fry or some spinach, things that they're always there that you can grab and add into a dish, whatever it is that you're cooking.
Thinking ahead, you could get the regular weekly food shop. Like I, for example, Fiona, I every Sunday morning I know I'm going to be in. I've got stuff, you know, I'm not going to, I'm going to be in on Sunday morning. Normally we do our socializing on Saturday, and Sunday we take it easy. We do a few other things. Actually, Sunday mornings or evening, I'll get the food shop. So for a morning one, I'll get it delivered. Or Saturday, actually, before the start. So it's all done and it's ready. So, like at 6 to 8 a.m., which I know sounds really early. I'm normally up at that time anyway. And I just get my husband to go and get it because that's his job. And as you say, you've got to just think about the different types of food that need to be in that food shop. So you're well prepared and stocked up for the week. So you mentioned the freezer. So in the freezer, there's so many healthy things that you can stock up. And you mentioned the vegetables, you can do fresh or frozen. You've mentioned the proteins like salmon. And just to have that regularity and to know what you're going to be eating for the week, and or at least have framework and an idea, really is one of the most important things, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And pick your day when you know your intentions are going to be the highest. For me personally, I think that my week is quieter in the evenings towards the beginning of the week. So having a delivery on a Monday evening is actually really nice. It's a nice delivery. It's exciting to put that food in the fridge and feel satisfied that you've got what you need for the week ahead. You've done something good for yourself.
Yeah, I love also what you said about easy to eat veg. Can you just elaborate a bit more on that? I know you mentioned edamame and spinach. And this is really important because some people might be put off veg because they think, I don't have time to peel, I don't have time to chop,
Yeah.
like cooking. How, what are the easy veg that are going to simplify this for people?
Yeah. It depends on where you do your food shop. Lots of supermarkets available. Ocado have some great options. They do great stir fry options. So if you need something very quick, you haven't got time to think about it, then you can just add in some protein or tofu, some beans or lentils, and there it is. It's ready in less than 10 minutes. And I think that's the beauty of once you have your, I guess, framework for cooking in a with fresh ingredients or frozen vegetables, you can have something really healthy in less than 10 minutes.
This is going to be music to so many people's ears. So the kind of people that really, really want to start making a change, but maybe they don't know how, maybe they don't have the time, maybe they don't like being in the kitchen, but they do want to, they love food and they want to eat well. I loved your idea of spinach. You know what? I always used to, spinach wilts beautifully, doesn't it? So I love adding it to things. And like sometimes you can add the whole bag.
Yes, yeah, but you can add it to everything. I think I really like to get some extra nutrition by just adding in spinach and beans and lentils and chickpeas and, chopped peppers that are maybe already been roasted. You can get a jar of them. There's lots of ways to sneak in vegetables without having to try too hard. And then the beauty of that is that you're bulking out your dish and that you'll have at least, potentially another two or three portions that you can put in a bowl and freeze it, and then just you have something ready to go for another day.
Adding in veg, obviously, if you are making, for example, like a chili con carne, you might do a vegetarian one. You might do it with soya mince, or you might be doing a carnivorous one with lamb or beef mince. If you were doing something like that, how would you sneak the veg in to increase the nutrient profile of the meal so that you wouldn't then, like, for example, then have to make another big salad on the side? How could you just put stuff in and to just increase the goodness?
Ooh, good question. I mean, it really just depends on your taste, doesn't it? And it also depends on who is eating and how fussy the eaters are in your house, because you also don't want to have to prepare many different meals for maybe smaller people. But you can blend your sauces. If you have someone in the house that doesn't like carrots, for example, you can chop your carrots up really small and have them in there, and they can add some nice color to the dish as well. But you can also blend them into a tomato sauce. So you've got your canned tomatoes, you've got some garlic, you've got some onion, you could blend a carrot in there. Once you've got some beans, maybe some red peppers, that's then seven portions of a veg that you have got into your recipe.
All in one meal. I love it.
Yeah, and that's just one meal.
Yeah.
Sneak them in wherever you can.
I'm always thinking, and I try the same to say the same to my clients, always look to see where you can be adding to the meal in an easy way. I found in the supermarket they do this plant-based coleslaw, because I don't eat dairy, by the way. Coleslaw is so healthy because it's cabbage and it's carrots, and cabbage, we know, it's as nutrition is very good for detoxing the liver, very healthy. But I don't have time to make coleslaw at home, no way. But I have it nearly every day because I can buy it pre-made, and I can literally just put a few spoonfuls on the side of my dish. And that's one of my veg a day. And it's really easy. The other thing I do, I buy baby tomatoes, which I don't need to chop. I have baby peppers because I could just eat them whole as a snack. Baby cucumbers are so easy to chop because they're tiny if you do chop them, or you can even eat them whole. I think there are so many ways to sneak things in a way that doesn't add a lot of time and effort to the meals, because people are tired at the end of the day, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anything that you can just take with you, it's ready and you can eat it, is a winner, isn't it? I think things like celery and carrots and pepper sticks are just so good to have. You don't need to do anything to them, and you can grab a tub of hummus or make some hummus, and you've got a really, really good snack. So good snacks are also an excellent way to kind of stop you from reaching for something that's maybe a bit carbier or sugary, or just not really supporting your health goals, when you allow yourself to get to a point where you're too hungry and can't think and you just need something because your energy's dipped. So hummus and chopped veg, but also anything that you can just grab and go: carrot sticks, celery sticks, chopped red peppers, boiled eggs, and a tub of hummus for when you're on the go. And just don't allow yourself to get to a point where you're so hungry you're just going to grab the nearest thing, which might not be supporting your health goals. Those are some also good tricks for keeping on the right track.
Now, I know you've got five key recipes that you love to share with people that make healthy nutrition and putting healthy nutrition into your life easily. And we're going to talk about this after our commercial break.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're here on UK Health Radio with Dora Walsh on Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing. I'm here with Fiona Berry, Wellness Manager and Nutritional Therapist from www.itstheberries.co.uk and also founder of wonderful retreat, The French Paradox, which we'll go on to talk a bit about later. Now, Fiona, you're going to tell us about these five recipes that you think make healthy nutrition into your busy life much easier.
Yeah, so I think when somebody makes a decision that they're going to commit to eating healthier, I think knowing where to get started, it can be a bit of a barrier. And generally, people have kind of 3 to 5 recipes in their armory during the week that they will just repeat because you're in the habit of buying those ingredients. And so just choosing 5 recipes, and that might be your dinner, it might be your lunch, or it might be your breakfast, or it could be across the day. Picking those 5 recipes, committing to them, and just taking the thought process out of what you're going to have and making slight variations on those recipes so that you don't get too bored with it, but stick with them for, 6 or so weeks and review it after you get bored with them, or the seasons change and you want some new ingredients. Look to the seasons for inspiration as well. So picking 5 things and then making variations is a great way to stay on track as well.
Fantastic. Now, what are your 5 favorite recipes that are quick and easy?
Yeah, so it's not super surprising or maybe even interesting to some people, but I really like keeping it simple, actually. I just let the flavours of the food do the work. So, roast chicken on a Sunday with lots of vegetables, making that chicken, if this is obviously for those that eat meat, it could be a different type of main dish, and it could be a butternut squash, for example. We use that chicken to then probably make another 6 meals for the rest of the week. So I'll use that to make a stock, and from the stock I will make some soup, which will do me for lunches, and then I will also make a stew. So I'll use the stew, I'll add lots of green vegetables in there, whatever is available in the fridge. I'll add some chickpeas, tomatoes, lots of garlic and onions, and have this lovely stew. So from there I'll make some brown rice, and then I have portions either for dinner or for lunches on the busier days where I don't have time to think about that. I also love a stir fry, so maybe a turkey stir fry, or it could be a bean stew, or some kind of dips and salads, just keeping it like simple. So actually you're not even doing any cooking. It could just be fresh ingredients that you have in the fridge. So peppers, or like you've mentioned, the homemade coleslaw is actually one that I do like to make, because I find...
Wow.
Yeah, well, I find the supermarket portion's quite stingy because I love it that much. So you can just make so much more, and it is a lot quicker than you think. And instead of the like mayonnaise that you would get with that, there's plant-based versions, but just tahini and a squeeze of lime is a really nice dressing flavour. So so that again can really bulk out a lunch or a dinner.
I love what you're saying. And I guess with that chicken that you mentioned, just going back to that, you said that you'll make a chicken on the weekend and that could make another 6 meals that you could either freeze or you could eat throughout the week as a stew, as a soup, as bits of chicken, I guess, for a sandwich. Is that right?
Yeah, easily. Yeah, there's a lot more that comes off the bone than you would expect. So yeah, easily. And I think the trick is bulking it out with veggies. So it doesn't, the main source of your meal, protein is great, but there's other sources of protein that are available that you can add in. So your lentils, your beans and peas are a great way to bulk out that the protein content, which is so important for energy.
So So important. Now, when I make my roast chickens, I do it. You know how some people, they'll do this parboiled potatoes, so they're all crispy and lovely, but it's very complicated. Well, for me, because I don't like cooking. I think you have to boil them and then you put them in a hot pan of oil. It doesn't sound very nutritional anyway. But I'm really up for this one pot meal thing. So what I do is I get my chicken, I stuff it with a like a peeled orange or tangerine, actually, because orange is too difficult to peel. But a few tangerines so that it doesn't dry out. And then I put loads and loads of veg on the side of the chicken so they cook with the chicken. I don't have them separately. And then with the potatoes, I just buy these small organic potatoes. I don't even need to chop them. And I just put them on the side of the chicken. I don't even peel them. I sound like such a lazy cook, but basically it's my one pot meal chicken, which means I don't have to have any vegetables cooking on the pan apart from my main meal. It's actually all done in one. So then it all comes out. And then, as I said, we'll have that as a Sunday lunch or something with all the vegetables and the potatoes. And it might be sweet potatoes actually put in the side. They don't have to be white potatoes. And then, just like yourself, I've still got all that stuff left over. So my husband can take that for his lunch. I can heat up the chicken and the potato in the oven for my daughter after school. I don't have to think about it in the week, because in the week when you're so busy, you don't always have time to really think, oh, what am I going to be eating? You have to have thought about that before. There has to have been a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And also less dishes, which is always a win, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, one dish per meal. This is my dream. One pot meals. I love it.
Yeah. I also just more recently have just been boiling less vegetables. It's even lazier than not wanting to, excuse me, chop a potato, but just roasting broccoli and cauliflower and, you know, cabbage and kale, everything more or less can be roasted. And I find that the flavour is much richer and less pans. So that's a real winner.
Yeah. So sometimes people might worry about, you know, if you put it in the oven roast, is it going to get dry? What is your answer to that? I know what I do, but I'll tell you mine and you tell me yours.
Well, you do get the juices from the chicken. So you do get some extra fat that you can coat the vegetables. So I don't actually find they do. There is a timing thing. You have to just put them in at the right time. And it's usually a lot less than the chicken.
About
40 minutes to roast them. So they're not going to really dry out and overcook and be really soggy. So just keep them a little bit al dente.
Yeah, I like to kind of try and shove them underneath the potatoes, or I put them in much later. So although everything is in a pan, it is all a bit of timing for it all to go into one pan.
Yeah.
So chicken with the potatoes will go in, and I put the onions in. I buy pre-chopped frozen onions, so I don't have to chop that. And you have these lovely red onions that you can keep in your freezer that are pre-chopped.
Yeah.
Add those in, and then as the chicken's cooking, after about an hour, it might not take an hour and a half, I'll probably put the vegetables in like half an hour before it's finished or something, before, and mix it and just kind of shove them in underneath so they don't get dry. But sometimes I have a one pot meal, which is easy. I don't know if you do the same, Fiona. Say if I have a salmon, like a piece of salmon, and I want to make everything in one pot. I don't want to feel like steaming in one pan and roasting in another pan, and I want to just make it easy. I will actually get some vegetables. Baby tomatoes are great because they break down very easily and you don't have to chop them. But I'll get this baby stem broccoli, isn't it?
Tender stem, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll put the salmon on top and then literally add a bit of water and a bit of stock and whatever vegetables, my pre-chopped onions, garlic powder is a good one if you don't like garlic, or you can fresh garlic and like in a tube and even put it on your meals without having to even chop garlic. And then those vegetables won't get dry because salmon cooks very quickly. So, you know, if you shove them under the salmon, they kind of cook under the salmon and they're really tender and lovely.
Yeah. And I know it's maybe an extra step. It might seem like a faff, but actually if you just have some baking paper available, just wrapping it up and making a little parcel, really really easy. And we'll also say that no matter what the dish, that you might get a bit of skin, or it just needs an extra scrub, that's so easy and keeps it all lovely and juicy.
These are great tips, really, really great tips for people that maybe, I don't know, maybe you sound like you love cooking, but I know from my perspective, I wasn't ever so keen, but I love food. So if you have a love of your body, you want to eat well. And if you love food, you want to eat well. But sometimes it is a bit of a hassle doing all these things. So if you know these little tips, then you can make your life really easy and learn to cook in a quick way and get that nutrition in it, even if you're busy. Yeah. Now, what are your thoughts on delivery services, Fiona? Does that make it easier for people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan, actually. And like you, Dora, I love cooking. But during lockdown, towards the end of lockdown 2 or 3 or 5, I don't remember, but I just became a chore. And, preparing something inspirational 3 times a day, 7 days a week, I wanted to take the thought process out of it and have something that felt like a surprise to me. So I chose Mindful Chef. I love what they are about, and their recipes I found really inspiring, really well balanced, really tasty, and lots of inspiration in there. So we would do that maybe 3 times a week, and you get something like 12 recipes every week, or how often you make the delivery. But from there, you can use that as the basis for your 5 key recipes. So you can browse and take inspiration. It gives you an ingredients list, and away you go. So you might want to do that for 1 week of the month, and then make up your own recipes from there. And you'll slowly begin to just have more recipes in your back pocket that you know are healthy, reliable, and well portioned, and you haven't had to think about it. So I would say it's as good as a delivery service in terms of taste, just a healthy option. So yeah, I love it. There are other options available. Mindful Chef, I love. I think Field Doctor is also really good for something ready made if you want to take that into the office, or you're really strapped for time. It's reliable, good food.
What are your thoughts on microwaves, Fiona?
I think it's always a what would you do if you didn't have that? And what's the next option available? Microwaves I don't use so frequently, but if what your other option is fish and chips or a croissant or something else, then your microwave healthy meal is the better option.
I always try and steer away from them, and I'm not keen on cooking, so the microwave would be a dream come true for me if I felt that it was healthy. But I actually try and avoid microwaves, but I can totally understand why people would want to use them, because they're so quick and easy. But we've got to remember sometimes there are limits. So I always say try to avoid, because it changes the structure of the food, and that isn't necessarily good for us. There's been a lot of research into that. But I do understand that sometimes, like you say, if it was a question between are you going to eat something really unhealthy, or you've got a very healthy meal that's been pre-cooked and it needs to be heated up, I'd go for the microwave on that occasion. I think moderation is key, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to pick your battles and just do the best that you can do. And it's about the 1% changes, I think, in a day. And if that's the one thing that you need to do to get your healthy meal, then it's just what's available to you. So, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other kind of lifestyle things that people need to think about? I know we've talked a bit about organization and getting your deliveries in so that you have an idea of what you're going to eat for the week, getting the right ingredients in that delivery, and getting it on the right day and the right time, maybe thinking about delivery services to inspire you and making a plan. But are there any other lifestyle factors that can help people to fit the healthy nutrition into their busy life?
Yeah, there are so many. And I think my advice, and it's one really obvious and simple thing that people can do, is regardless of what you're having for lunch and what you're doing in a day, and whether you're back-to-back meetings or you've got a child hanging off of each arm, actually just give yourself time to eat and chew and just slow down for 10 or 20 minutes, because so many people, regardless of what you're eating, are stressed during their day, running around, and they just forget. And you just, culturally, we just kind of wolf our food down, and it's like busy. We wear it with a medal. And chewing is the one thing that you can do to help yourself digest your food. So regardless of what you're eating, if you're not chewing it properly, you're not going to get the maximum nutrients available, and you might give yourself some bloating or uncomfortable feelings later in the day, which a lot of people experience. So just chewing is the number one thing that you can also do to help yourself and become more mindful of what you're eating. And actually, yeah, become more mindful of the chewing and eating will make you more mindful of what you're actually having. And all of a sudden, you're opening up yourself to like a new experience. And actually, you will want to choose better things for you and just really appreciate what you're taking the time to do for yourself. And
yeah,
be selfish as well. You know, people, as I think I've mentioned already, you know, busy people need to take care of themselves so that they're able to deliver what they need to do in a day. And slowly, if you're not doing that, you're not giving yourself what you need in a day, you won't be able to do your best. And that's not what you want. So just be really selfish. You are the most important person to look after.
Yeah, definitely. If you're not well, then you can't help anybody else or do your job to the best of your ability or look after your family, etc. And just going back to your point about chewing, Fiona, they say there are no teeth in the stomach. So, you know, digestion starts with, you know, the smelling of the food and then the chewing. And they say we are not what we eat. We are what we can digest and absorb. And that all starts with our chewing. And if it gets to our stomach and it's not broken down properly, that just creates a whole cascade of problems in our digestion. As you say, bloating, potentially setting yourself up for problems further down the line, and low energy, or maybe not digesting your food well. And sometimes that can lead to blood sugar imbalances, because if you're not digesting and absorbing well, the body thinks you haven't eaten, then you have a craving, and then you want to snack on things that are unhealthy.
Exactly.
What are your thoughts on snacking? Should we be snacking, and how can we fit healthy snacks into our lives if we do snack?
Yeah, I think snacks get a bad rep. I think snacks are really important, and snacks are life. I think it's one of the kind of hacks that you can, if you can focus on, right, I know I'm busy, I know I might not get access to a healthy lunch, I'm not sure what I'm going to have for dinner. You can help yourself by at least having some good snacks available to you, so that if you are someone that has left the house in the morning and you've had 3 cups of coffee, you've got to the office straight into meetings, you're not going to eat anything till 1 o'clock, you're going to send yourself, as you mentioned, the blood sugar imbalance, and you're going to be on a cortisol roller coaster for the rest of the day. So just getting a good source of protein in, like boiled eggs and hummus, they're so handy to just have available. A snack of an edamame bean, just having a pot, you know, the frozen ones you could put into a jam jar and just throw them in a bag and off you go. They're great. But also, you know, seeds are another great snack to have, maybe with some berries. I'm a big fan of berries as well. So there's snacks is really important. They're going to stop you from, we're going to make you feel energized for a start, but they're also going to probably help you reach for something healthier when you need it at lunchtime or dinner time as well.
I love what you're saying. Now, I'd love to talk about a few other topics: food combinations, diarising your food admin, which I'm very interested in. But I'd also like to know a bit about what you teach people on your retreat, because I know you're the founder of a retreat. What's it called? Is it the French Paradox Retreat?
Yes, it's the French Paradox Retreat is all about restoring people's joy of life after a really heavy couple of years. We've all been busy. We're all feeling, you know, a bit stressed out. Maybe our sleep patterns have been disrupted. And as we kind of open up again and begin for life in a normal way, and we're traveling and we're socializing, it's just a perfect moment in time to kind of reset your health goals and feel well and do something for yourself. So the concept of the French Paradox is really taking the French way of life and taking all of the good cultural practices that the French do so well and working them into a retreat. So The retreat is really is perfect for busy individuals that just don't know where to start. They're not sure which one they need to focus on, whether it's sleep or movement or nutrition. There's a little bit of everything for people in this retreat. So there's sleep workshops. We're talking about mindful eating. We are looking at balancing energy and moving in some gentle movement with yoga classes. And there's also a brilliant plant-based chef called Stephanie, who is from this part of France, who will be sharing her plant-based inspirational French recipes with us and learning how to eat the way that the French do. So really leisurely, long lunches and really appreciating smaller plates over a longer period of time and supporting the body's natural rhythm of eating and not having a really big late meal. So there's lots to learn, and we'll be going to an organic winery and learning a little bit about mindful drinking and benefiting the environment with that practice. And there's also a trip to a French market where we will go and source ingredients in a very local way and do a hands-on cookery workshop. So providing inspiration for people that maybe haven't had that opportunity to get their hands on some fresh ingredients and learn some really easy ways to cook food for themselves. So the retreat is it's going to be a really joyous experience for people. It's 4 nights in Southwest France, and it's on the 23rd of June, so just
23rd of June this year, Southwest France. And how can they find out more information on this retreat?
You can get in touch with, if you email or go onto my website, there's a retreat section there, or you can email hello@itstheberries.co.uk. And we're actually going to offer an extended early bird price for your radio listeners. So if you mention the radio station in an email to myself, then you will get the early bird price, which will extend just for radio listeners only.
Lovely. And they can find out about the retreat and read up more about it on your website, itstheberries.co.uk. I had a look and it looked lovely to me. And on there, I know you've got your email if people want to get in touch. hello@itstheberries.co.uk. Now, we'll talk more about food combinations and a little bit more about fitting healthy nutrition into your busy life after a few messages from our commercial partners.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself on the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchship.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% using the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchship.co.uk. Nothing's better.
That makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh at UK Health Radio on my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing, on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm here with Fiona Berry, wellness manager and nutritional therapist at itstheberries.co.uk. Now, Fiona, we've had a wonderful chat about fitting healthy nutrition into your busy life. There are so many things to talk about. It's only really just the tip of the iceberg. But I'd love to talk to you a bit more about a few other topics before we finish our show. Food combinations. What are your thoughts on food combinations and what people need to get into their meals to really tick all the boxes and know actually I've done the right thing for my body today?
Yeah, okay. So food combinations, what I'm really talking about is the makeup of the plate being a balance of protein, of quality carbohydrates, and a good source of fat as well. I think we've touched upon it already in that your blood sugar and your energy can become out of balance quite quickly if you're not getting the right combination of foods. And it can be often a reason why, you know, weight loss might be difficult for some people, and energy and sleep are also things that can be affected. There's many things that can be affected. But looking at your plate and seeing whether you have a good source of protein to start the day, some carbohydrates for energy and fat, and just looking at the balance of what you have. Quite often we're getting more carbohydrates than we need, and it's not always from the right source. And we're usually lacking it in protein, which is really vital just for regeneration of cells, of cognitive function, mental health, energy, and also really helps with hunger levels as well. So making sure that you start the day off right and give yourself a good portion of protein. And there's different ways that you can do it, Dora. I'm sure you've got some ideas, but nobody really wants to kind of measure out food. That just sucks the joy out of it, really. But
I'm with you.
Yeah, just looking at your hand as a good guide for portion sizes, and using your inner palm for a portion of protein.
Definitely, yeah.
Using your thumb as a guide for a measure of fat. So if that might be a nut butter or something like that. And carbohydrates, giving yourself a similar size portion, so you're getting a good half and half mixture. And there's also interesting studies. There's a great book actually that I'm reading at the moment. I love it. It's the Glucose Revolution, and it talks about hacks for the order that you eat things in, but also things that you can add to foods to help balance your blood sugars. And it might be interesting for you, just for listeners, to just try eating the protein first,
definitely
vegetables after, and seeing how that affects your energy throughout the day. Protein is slower to digest. Your carbohydrates will give you energy for a longer period of time, but they'll be digested quicker. So by having them after the protein can help balance your energy for a bit longer as well. So that's something interesting that people can try.
Yeah, I'm up for that for sure. And especially because, you know, our stomach has this acidic environment, and some people actually think that's bad, but it has to be acidic in order to digest the protein. So when you're eating, if you eat your protein portion first, your stomach is there full of the acid that it needs to break down that protein, start those breaking down of the bonds, or to continue the breaking down of the bonds. So it's the perfect environment in which to start digestion. Protein gets digested, and then, as you say, you add the other things on top, and very supportive of the digestion, and therefore you feel satiated, i.e. you mean you feel full, and you absorb your food better. You prevent digestive issues further down the line, bloating and flatulence, etc., because you've done things in the right combination. So I'm definitely up for that as well. And I love what you're saying about avoiding measuring out things. I mean, this is just not very intuitive, and it goes against what we believe in. I think that's But you won't be doing that on your French paradox retreat. I'm sure it's more about your natural hunger and your plate, and knowing, you know, how quickly you feel full and being in touch with your hunger. But to have an idea, I always say with the protein, just like yourself, it's a palm of your hand. And obviously, if you're bigger, if you're a taller person, your palm is going to be bigger. So kind of relates to kind of portion size in terms of how much each person needs, and the quality carbs. It's really important to get the quality carbs in, because sometimes people think it's okay. I mean, I'm not saying don't ever have white rice or white potatoes, but if we can add quality carbs in the form of whole grains, as you say, or root vegetables, certain root vegetables with their skin, like a sweet potato, and that creates an amazing balance. And I would always say as well, another palmful for the carbs. And then with fats, I love people to know what a healthy fat is. And I think people are confused by that, because they think fat is bad. But just if you could just explain to our audience what are healthy fats and how can they add them? Because I know you mentioned nut butters, but what other healthy fats could people add to their meals?
Yeah, I think nut butters are one. They're good for a morning, for a smoothie. But if it's more lunchtime things, then looking at making your own dressing, which can be super quick as well. You can also buy them, but a mixture of a good quality olive oil and a good vinegar can also dress a salad and also help balance blood sugar. So looking at oils, looking at adding seeds in, avocado is a really great source. And obviously the, well, maybe it's not obvious, but maybe your fishes as well. So getting your essential fatty acids from a good organic side of salmon that could be cooked on a Sunday and then portioned up for lunch across the week as well.
Fantastic. Well, it's been absolutely lovely talking to you. I really appreciate you coming on the show. And for anybody that's interested in the work of Fiona Berry, you can find her on itstheberries.co.uk. She's working as a nutritionist. She also works as a wellness manager, supporting a global team. But she has a wonderful retreat as well, which you can find out about on her website. It's called The French Paradox, for people to really spark joy back into their life and learn about healthy habits as only the French know how. So no fads, no restrictions. And also, I kind of linking into our topic today, putting healthy food, healthy nutrition into your everyday life, which is so important, because we have to honor our body. And the first step is really feeding it well. So thank you, Fiona, and hopefully you'll come on the show in the future.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Dora. I will absolutely be back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.